chime.
I try to live my life every day, keep out of strife. Come what may, I try to do unto others as I'd have them do to me, but it can't be done for everyone, and now it's plain to see.
What's plain to see? She's harsh.
Righteous, though.
Very righteous. I love this part.
I try to be real nice, say it twice, be real nice, even though it is hard to keep up this facade. And now I see, dearie me, what a hassle this would be. I'm out of luck, don't give a fuck, cause you're the cunt, not me.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, dickie?
Hey, why don't you go fuck yourself?
What's your favorite part?
I love it. They should have never let us in the rant room here in the insane asylum, SJ.
Oh, this is what the I expect the president to deliver to us from the Rose Garden. An address to the nation. You're all a bunch of cunts.
You're all a cunt.
Oh. To be real nice, say it twice, good advice, even though it's futile. Fucking imbecile. I don't know why I try to deny this nagging itch. You maniac, gonna get you back.
You fucking son of a bitch.
With that, welcome to the Night of the Living Dreads What the Fuck Ever podcast.
We have been allowed in the Insane Asylum's rant room. And this is a room where they're like, if you want to talk horror, go ahead. But this, it's kind of like your little scream room. You know what I mean?
Yeah, without the nice echo, though. There's no echo. See, listen. Echo!
Echo.
It's a little reverb.
It's all you. It ain't
yeah,
me.
It is.
It ain't me.
Fancy mic, motherfucker.
Fancy mic. No, man. $25 fucking mic, you fucking cunt.
It looks fancy, you fucking asshole.
Well, that's the vintage mic. All right, so this is basically where... me and SJ, and maybe Don's girl, or one Dominic, or Jody may even come in every once in a while. But this is a 30-minute fucking rant and rave. What?
Oh, God, I'm so excited.
I know. What is chapping your ass? What is nipping you in the butt? We're going to start with you, SJ. What the fuck is pissing you off right now?
Work, motherfucker. I'm so fucking sick of hearing about people out of work, sheltering in place, at home,
yes,
enjoying Netflix, enjoying YouTube, enjoying podcasts, enjoying whatever they want to enjoy. I'm still out there working every day, motherfuckers.
Every fucking day.
So, yeah, I'm a little righteously angry about that. I don't want to shit on the people that are having to shelter in place right now and not be able to go to work. But at the same time,
not being able to and being able to, but just not going, are two different fucking things. Now we have to clarify that. Not being able to go to work, you know, it's not like you see fucking nurses and shit out there. Gotta shelter in place. No, them motherfuckers right there, okay, in your medical field, and you're part of that, my friend. You motherfuckers, just off the chain, man. Much respect. And everybody should give everyone, your nurses, your doctors, everyone that's working 24, 36, you know, just straight fucking hours sleeping at work. Those are the motherfuckers that get respect to me.
Yeah, and they're also respecting the social distancing thing. I have one nursing home I go to, and I should clarify, I guess, that my job right now is medical courier. So I'm going to a pharmacy at the start of my shift and picking up a whole bunch of medications for six different nursing and rehab homes and going and dropping these drugs off. Yes, I'm a drug dealer. That's right. Drug trafficker.
Wow.
But it's scary as fuck out there. And yeah, shout outs to everybody that you mentioned the nurses. The nurses are doing their part and then some. I'm seeing it on the front lines out here. They're doing their part and then some because they're still allowed to go home at the end of their shift. They still work 8 to 10, 12-hour shifts. They rotate. They trade shifts. They do their nurse thing like they've always done, but they're doing it in a way that's responsible. Like they're having their grandparents, you know, watch the keep the kids while they're having to go do these shifts during this quarantine time so that they're not going home and exposing their kids to the virus too. So yeah, there's right. So much give and take that's happening right now, man. It's fucking beautiful, honestly. And shout outs to anybody else that's out there delivering drugs to these hospitals and homes. Medical couriers, shout outs to you, because I know now I've been doing it for a little bit less than a month, but still I see what you I see the struggle.
Yes.
So I appreciate everybody out there, and you, Otis, too, going out and doing, you know, work.
I mean, I'm not a medical courier. I personally
essential work.
Yeah, but I personally don't think that, you know, fucking carpet is essential. Even though I'm not working around, you know, these are, you know, we've been working in empty houses and whatnot.
Yes.
So that's cool. And there's only, you know, one or two other people with me at that time, you know, and I will cough on them in a fucking heartbeat.
I know you will.
Because I'm a dick. I'm such a dick like that. I am the cunt that our intro song was informing you about sometimes. But, you know, it's like we're still allowed to work. I'm still allowed to, you know, make money. And yes, there are, you know, some people out there in this field that would rather sit home and milk off mama's titty.
Right.
And I'm not that guy.
Or just be allowed to have, you know, a month off or maybe 2 months off. Right. You don't know. And you're just kind of happy about it. Like, oh, well,
I can play video games.
Right. And
I'd rather make a paycheck.
I'm not trying to throw shade on anybody that's out of work right now.
Oh, but not out of work. I mean, if you're
yourself out of work, if you voluntarily quarantined in place while the rest of your coworkers are going to work because your job is still open and you can go work, but you're choosing not to, I think you're more part of the problem. I don't know if that's a controversial statement.
No, I think it's very, very fucking appropriate, personally, because all they're really doing is on the rest of us.
Yes, they are. Sorry, everybody, but you're farting.
you're a fucking cunt. You're a cunt.
Play it again, Otis. Go ahead. Hit the button.
Oh, Jesus. Hold on, man. I have so many sound bangs here. All right, here we go.
Don't play the whole thing.
No,
Jesus.
The whole thing. No, I won't do that. Okay, all right. Well, I'll wait till it gets to the cunt part because I think I pretty much know.
Well, we'll find out now.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sing along.
What may as happen done to me, but it can't be done for everyone. And now it's plain to see. You are a cunt, 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 cunt. Big, fat, stinking cunt. You don't know it's true. Right. You are a cunt, 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 cunt. A big fucking cunt. Everybody knows me, hefty, told you, big sweat, sinking cunt. That's right. So that's kind of how we just play that in the background a little bit. Kind of low. Mood music.
Oh, God. I should have known this would happen.
Right, man. How is it not going to happen? Okay, so that kind of, that pisses us off. The motherfuckers that still have to go out there kind of, you know, okay, we're in the fucking thick of things, whatever. I'm not around a lot of people, man. I deal with all the, you know, the local gas stations. One closed down for like 2 weeks right up the street. There's like a Marathon and a Shell right across the street from each other. The Marathon, oh, but they got fucking chains on their fucking, you know, doors and everything. Shutting down for 2 weeks. The Shell across the street, boy, you know, they're, you know, of course they're the Indian type people. Okay. I'm not shitting on them, okay? They
get boiled.
I mean, they wear their masks and their gloves, and they have the little X's and a little, you know, piece of paper that says 6 foot.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
It's the Marathon gas that shut down and chained up.
Yes. Also owned by the same type of people.
Do they sell beer?
Yes.
And wine?
Well, they sell holy beer, shit. But they have a really horrible selection of beer. I'd much rather go to Shell. They got a big fucking cooler. The cooler is as big as my living room, if not bigger.
I think that's most fucking gas station coolers, but
not Marathon. Fucking cunts.
We have the closest one to us is a Marathon, and it's our beer cave place.
See, they don't even have a beer cave. They just have beer coolers. They don't even have.
But they don't have a beer cave.
They don't.
Enough of a selection to give me an erection.
Oh.
During this election cycle.
Here it goes.
That was bad.
That was.
It goes SJ trying to freestyle again.
Right. Yeah, sorry.
But it just blows my mind that a gas station would chain up its doors.
Yeah.
When you're selling essential lifeblood to people. I mean,
well not only that. Right. Well, yes. I mean, liquor stores are still allowed to be open. We have state liquor stores here where the insane asylum, my cell is located. And
well, shouldn't they sell guns there too? So we can just call them ATF centers. You already sell tobacco and alcohol. You might as well sell firearms there too and just call them ATF centers so you can get all of your shit in one stop.
Fuck, hand out heroin needles if you want to go that far. Because somebody's dying. Somebody's fucking dying.
Yeah, somebody's going to fucking die.
If you start selling guns and booze.
We have a task force. We have the ATF that investigates all these things. When's the last time the ATF, investigated a tobacco thing?
It is alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
When's the last time? Were they involved in the legal battlings between the tobacco companies to prove whether or not smoking tobacco causes lung cancer? I don't think so.
No, I don't.
The ATF
think so.
Wasn't there. No. So
when was the last time tobacco? They did anything about alcohol other than the fucking prohibition?
True. I can't think.
I mean, they kind of handed that down to our town clowns, wherever, you know, any of the listeners are located. Yeah, it's up to them to fucking pull your ass over and bring in revenue. And I guess what that helps the ATF somehow. Fucking cunts.
I don't know. That bureaucratic shit never makes any sense.
Never does, man. Firearms, yeah, we can see that, you know, every day.
Right. Well, that's, oh, God. And we don't need to go into politics.
No. But, you know, it kind of chaps my ass now that you brought it up. I mean, what the fuck are they doing? What tobacco? Really? Come on, man. Marlboro's in the back pockets of all the fucking bureaucrats. Come on, man. They're making money off that. It, you know, it helps boom the fucking medical industrial complex. All right.
Yes, sell those lung cancer drugs, selenium and shit.
Right. But
seriously,
yet,
where's the T branch of the ATF?
There is not. It's the end of the word cunt.
Yes, there you go.
All right. What else is chapping your ass, man?
Well, I'll tell you what's not chapping my ass. I don't have something that's chapping my ass just to bring up right now, but I switched from boxers back to boxer briefs here recently, and I gotta tell you, man, for all the dudes listening, make the move, man. If you move to boxers, because a lot of us started wearing tidy whities, and we moved to boxers. I'm just talking to the men right now. You started off in tidy whities, you moved to boxers somewhere in the mid to late 2000s. The boxer brief became a thing,
right?
And a lot of us switched to that, and then we realized it feels like panties, so we switched back to boxers. Let me tell you, back to boxer briefs. They've made some radical improvements in boxer brief technology. I would encourage all of our male listeners to go out to your local store and replace your boxers with the new boxer briefs from Hanes or Fruit of the Loom.
We get no sponsorship from Hanes, man. We should.
Yeah, no, not a sponsor, but
we support Nuthuggers.
Yeah, get yourself some Nuthuggers, especially if you're post 30 years old, because you're going to need that support. We need to spread that information. Your balls start to drop, just like a lady's boobs start to drop as she ages. And there's not enough public awareness of that, I don't think.
No. Preach on, brother. My ball
Take
friend.
Take care of your balls. Feel them every once in a while. If it feels like there's a little hard corn kernel on one of your balls, go get that checked out.
Hi, this is David Howard Thorne. But
what the fuck was that? Did you hit that button by accident?
Nope. That was all on fucking purpose, my friend.
Damn.
Yep. All right, boxer briefs. I get it.
No, you don't. You don't even fucking wear underwear, probably.
I have a pair on my head right fucking now, motherfucker.
I believe that.
You should. It's not really true. Although if it was, I wouldn't fucking tell you.
And there you have it, straight from the mouth of Otis B. Dreads. You can trust what I say, or it might be bullshit, but it's probably not.
I got my thinking cap on, man. I got nothing but shit up here.
See what I did there? Turned upside down with some random electrodes shoved into it, like Rick Moranis in Ghostbusters.
This is some of the worst bullshit that I think we have ever talked about.
Hey, I think people will get it.
I'm really hoping people will get it.
Like they got our review of A Christmas Story during NLD's Christmas Slaycation.
That was hilarious.
Ralph's Revenge.
Yes.
That's a throwback.
That was. That was great. All right. You want to know what you know? Shut the fuck up.
Let's try that again.
Yeah. Take two. You want to know what chaps my ass?
Cheap toilet paper?
Butt naked in a winter storm. Chaps the fuck out of it. Yeah, you get windburn, all that shit. No, I'm kidding. I'm trying to think. Normally, I'm a pretty angry guy. And, can't really,
How about Joe Biden? Does he chap your ass?
Hair sniffer? Okay, pedophile? Really?
He's got hairy legs. And he likes children to bounce on his lap.
He does. I saw that. All right. Look. Now, here we go. Right back into it, man. You know,
political radio chap your ass?
And I did it for so long, and it does chat my ass, man. I am so fucking tired, for one, of hearing about coronavirus. I'm about tired of seeing all the fucking memes. You know what else I'm fucking tired of? Even worse than coronavirus? Tiger Exotic Joe, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah, I think everybody's tired of that.
I am so sick. Me and Mrs. Dredd sat down and, you know, went to Netflix. We were looking for something. Yeah, I think it was for a movie, for one of the NLD Goes to the Movies. And it pops right up, you know, so where you can watch a little, you know, fucking clip or whatnot. And I am so tired of hearing about a meth head faggot.
Damn, well, you just came out right out and said it.
I don't even give a fuck, okay? Because I'm so tired of hearing. Everybody's like, oh my God, two episodes in, and I'm so enthralled. Get a fucking hobby. Do you collect baseball cards? Do you know what that is? You know, do something. I can think of a million other things that I'd rather watch, you know, than this.
Well, people are cooped up, and you know people are sheeple that
Good
will just
Lord.
Follow a trend. Follow the trend. What is everybody else watching?
And, okay, and that's what I've King. Heard. And that's that chaps my ass, too. Because you hear, well,
the herd mentality.
Yeah, I, yeah, exactly. You know, oh, everybody was watching it, so I just had to sit down and watch it, and now I'm so fucking into it. Man, go fuck yourself.
You have to find something better to watch.
Right.
There's way better stuff to watch.
Do you own a Fire Stick? Okay.
Right.
That there's lots right. of other things that you could fucking you watch, don't. Man. But it is. It's the herd fucking mentality. I've always hated that shit, man. That's why I always try to go a little bit against grain. Tell everyone that I love to go fuck yourself. SJ, go fuck yourself. Mrs. Dredd, she is not here. She can go fuck herself. And, you know, everybody else that I love can go fuck themselves. But that's just how I fucking do shit. I go against the fucking. If you're watching that, guess who's not?
Otis B. Dreads?
Fuck Tiger Joe Exotic or Joe Exotic. What the fuck ever his fucking fruity ass name is.
Let's talk about this notion for a second, because I've always kind of lived my life entertainment wise in the exact same way that you're talking about right now. I have always given stuff distance. I look at it as like an aging process. Like I'll go back and watch what was popular, you know, in 2015, maybe right now. Maybe right now, just because I'm able to watch it with fresh eyes. Nothing has been spoiled for me. There's something about when there's a collective hive mind kind of gathering around of a brand new thing that's come out that's usually not brand new, especially in the case of Tiger King. The story's been developing over years and years.
Tiger King, my bad.
Tiger King, whatever.
Joe
but
Exotic.
You know what I'm saying. Joe Exotic, yes. Great country singer. But I don't know, man. I find it hard to buzz around the hive.
You know what it sounds like when Joe Exotic laughs? It's what his burps smell like.
I was just letting that pause be more and more pregnant.
Yeah, I don't even give a fuck. Fuck that motherfucker. Who cares, man? I mean, why is that's okay. And here we go about something else that chaps my fucking ass. Is the state of society right now. We are so, like, zeroed in on our fucking phones, man. You got 19-year-old, 20-year-olds acting exactly like fucking 30-some-year-olds, just staring at their phone. Oh, I posted a picture of something at a restaurant. Let me see how many likes I get. Go fuck yourself. Yeah, you know, I mean, really, come on, man. And it's not that it's like, oh, okay, Otis, you're like, you know, ancient. You were hanging out with Jesus. I've heard them all. Okay, I don't get it, and only because only from the ones that are younger than me, okay. But it's like, all right, no, but I wasn't like that when I was your age. Of course, I didn't have cell phones. You know what I was doing when I was your age? I was trying to party like a fucking rock star. I was listening to heavy metal music. I was going to basement fucking parties. I was out and about having a good time. Dealing with fucking people that I normally probably some of them wouldn't fucking deal with unless there was a lot of alcohol there.
Well, I think to a large extent, kids are still like the youth today. The youth today, God, that makes me sound so old. I'm 35 years old. Okay.
Oh my God.
But I know. So
I was 12 old. When you were born. I was already jerking off when you were born, motherfucker.
But kids today are still trying to do the same thing, man. They're still trying to get together and get drunk and get high and get fucked up and fuck and make mistakes and ruin their lives. Like, I don't think that anything has changed. I don't think the cell phone is taking away the personal contact thing. I really don't, because at a base level, it's more fun to hang out with your friends than it is to just do it over the phone. If sure. you're doing it over the phone, it's because you just, I'll see you in 2 hours kind of thing. Whereas, you know, back in our day, you could talk to your friend on the phone and schedule okay. like when you're going to meet up, and then you would see each other and then have a party. But right now, you can kind of share the party and be like, hey, the party's already going on. And, you know, so, you know, show your buddies like
post out there. Yeah.
Or just, you know, Skype or fucking whatever.
What, like we're doing?
Show them, hey, look, the party's already going. And so when you're all off of work, come over and join the party. They're still doing the same shit that we did growing up. All generations found some kind of way to party.
Well, true. So
I'm just saying. True. That doesn't chat my ass as much as...
Well, look, just... look. No, here's the thing.
Go ahead.
Here's the thing.
Go ahead.
It's not just, you know, the cell phones, okay, that keep people away, all right? What it is it's the cell phone. I mean, you don't see grown fucking... adults, you know, men and women just constantly staring at their phone. I mean, as soon as they get a message. I mean, I got a message from Mrs. Dreds earlier. She was like, so are you ignoring me? No, I'm fucking working. I don't jump up at every little text message I hear. I'm fucking working. I'm doing shit. You know, of course I didn't say that. I said, no, I'm off now. But I see people younger than me, and I don't think it's an age thing as much as it, you know, I think it's more of a self. We're all connected, and that could be a problem too. What was wrong with a fucking rotary phone? Where, I mean, you had to put some effort into dialing that motherfucker. It took you 10 minutes to dial, you know, fucking 7 numbers. And then it got to the point where, you know, if you had a little push, you know, button fucking phone, then, you know, you could put in all 10 of your numbers.
Well, I'll tell you one thing about rotary phones that fucking sucked. What if you had to dial 911?
Right.
Not good.
Why wouldn't it just be 000? Right. Horrible.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
So I don't think
we
it's
can't be,
so
we
much.
Can't be mad at history, though. That's the thing that makes you turn from a cool person into a get-off-my-lawn old person. We have to embrace change, man. I don't know about you.
I
don't want to be one of those fucking geezers. Yeah, I want to be a geezer, but I also want to have, like, the Xbox 7. Well, you kids can come inside and play Halo 18 if you want to.
Well,
be some kind of middle ground between an old geezer and a cool old guy.
I think I've gotten the old cool guy thing down pat because, you know, yes, I will. If there is a PlayStation 22, I'll have it.
Right.
I like those kind of things. It's kind of nostalgic for me because I grew up playing video games. One of the first game systems out there. It's called the Fairchild. Google that shit. Came out in like 1978.
I know about the Fairchild.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of classic gaming.
Yes.
Retro gaming.
Yes.
They call it now.
And I have one. So, you know, it's like one of those things where I am kind of the cool guy. Like, my son don't bother, you know, he don't care about bringing, you know, his friends over. He's like, hey, you want to go over, you know, meet my dad? And they're probably all like, oh, no, you should see my dad. Okay, right. He's got dreads to his
head. No, this is not an indictment.
You know what I mean? Go ahead.
It's not an indictment on Otis B. Dreads as an old man, old dad, or anything.
Better fucking not be, cool. You fucking cunt.
We all know you're cool. And we all know SJ is the coolest. I mean, the coolest man to ever live. Just listen to this voice and you can tell. So, yeah, no personal indictments. I know you're the cool guy. I'm just saying I'm cooler. Cooler
dude,
than you are, man.
Well, dude, I was cool at 12. And you were just being hatched. You fuck.
I wouldn't even thought about by then.
Come on, man. I'm 12 years older than you. You were at least thought about.
That's debatable. We'll have to ask my dad about that, I guess.
Let's get your dad here in the rant room. NLD's new little segment. Anything else that chaps your ass? Let's see, we mentioned those essential versus non-essential workers. Let's see, what else did we talk about? We talked about all this shit here.
Nice summary.
Thank you. And that's what's going to be in the description. So
we talked about the ATF and how that's kind of bullshit.
Yeah, that's kind of bullshit. ATF, yeah.
It should just be the AF. Alcohol and firearms.
Should be the F. That stands for go fuck yourself.
Oh, well, yeah. I can't argue with that, I guess.
Fucking cunts. All right, what else you got for me?
I got, I guess, one more thing that right. chaps my ass.
All right.
And this really does chap my ass right now during this strange time or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
I'm intrigued.
Okay. So I'm a guy who has a job right now in this strange time that involves a lot of driving.
Motherfuckers.
So I'm driving most of my days. You know, driving stuff around. I'm a delivery guy. So I'm taking advantage of the kind of lack of police presence and just the general kind of panic. So I'm able to fly down, you know, the highways doing whatever number on the speedometer that you want to choose.
You do that 90, downtown Atlanta, I 100. Think you told me.
Yeah, downtown Atlanta, flying through like it's the fucking season one of Walking Dead for real.
Autobahn.
Right. And but what chaps my ass about this is that we have apocalypse drivers now. And I know a lot of people that are listening to this can probably relate. Motherfuckers are driving like maniacs. You think I'm a maniac for going close to 100 through downtown Atlanta? I got people behind me when I'm going 100 that are right up in my fucking trunk. Like, go faster, motherfucker. And there's nobody in the other lanes. So you can easily, you know, pass me on the left. There are no rules right now. Do whatever the fuck you want to. Pass me. I'm going 100. What do you want me to do? Go 200? So that's something that chaps my ass.
Yeah, your little Geo Metro can't do that.
Demon speeders that are just not satisfied with any amount of speed.
Demon speeding!
It's like Days of Thunder out here. What the fuck?
No, I get it, dude. I've had, and I'm calling them out. I'm calling them out, and I'll even tag them in this motherfucker. The guy I work for, his son, Austin, has been working with us, and he did before. He is a demon speeder, and this was even before any of this happened. Weaving in and out of traffic, I had to tell him one day. I was like, "Dude, I've been in a car accident. I probably wouldn't survive one now, man."
Don't want to go through that again.
Do we have to go 90? Is there a fucking reason? You know, I'll get home eventually, but I want to get there, you know, and not from the hospital.
Yeah, it's like they flashed this message on our little marquees on the highways here in Metro Atlanta. Drive alert, arrive alive. And I'm with that. And when I'm driving, I just want to clarify, when I'm driving really fast, like I'm talking about, I don't have anybody else in the car with me. So I only have myself to lose if I lose control going 90 over a curve.
Well, all them old people's medicine.
And yeah, but they can make more of that.
do you deliver to Ohio?
No comment.
All right, and I'll talk to you after.
Yeah, that's an off-air conversation.
Yeah, it's ridiculous how, you know, people will drive because, yes, as probably there where you reside down a little south, and me a little bit up north, it's the same thing, man. They you know, cops won't. They said as far as driving, they won't pull you over unless you look like, you know, you're driving like you're intoxicated, going over the center line, things of that nature, expired license plates, you know, things like that they're not even pulling motherfuckers over for. Fuck, they won't even come if somebody breaks into my house.
Right. They're letting people out of fucking jail.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard about that, but
yes.
I'm sure you have.
Yes.
It's been one of many hundreds of thousands of little news things that we've heard over the last month or so. Yeah, people are being let out of jail for things that they shouldn't have been arrested and put in jail for in the first place, like minor marijuana charges, you know, bar fights that got an assault charge.
Yeah.
Things that people shouldn't have been in jail for in the first place. They're letting them out, and it's kind of the same way. And it begs the question, well, why don't you motherfuckers do this when there's not a pandemic?
Right.
Like, why don't you let the guy that's you pulled over and he's smoking a joint, why don't you just let him go?
Right.
Instead of putting him in jail and taking up jail space for, you know, somebody.
We need a pandemic for that.
Right. And it's really telling about
society. Going back full circle.
Right. Not only the criminal justice system in our country, but yeah, society as a whole, like how do we respond when we're basically being forced to either stay in place or only go out if you have a reason to go out, which is kind of bullshit. The whole thing is just
it's unconstitutional tornado. For one.
A lot of it's unconstitutional.
Yeah, all of it. The shelter in place. Yeah. They can't tell people to do that. People will do that if they don't want.
They're not enforcing it though. They're not enforcing it with like guns and tanks and shit.
No. But they are enforcing it. They are enforcing it. Here they will have like health department, you know, come around and whatnot, drive by, you know.
Bring out your dead. Bring out your dead.
Jesus Christ. That's a great movie, dude. Life of Brian. Isn't that what that is?
I think so. I think, yeah.
The Life of Brian. Yeah,
classic Monty Python.
Yes. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, they'll have the health department right around. They'll go to construction sites, man. If they see more than 10 fucking workers, man, they'll tell them disband. You have to leave this job site.
Right.
And
it does seem, I don't know how you feel, but it does seem like today specifically, it seems like they're trying to say that the curve has been a little bit flattened today. Today seems like the most positive news day that we've had since the shit literally hit the fan right there at the beginning of February.
I can't wait till everybody goes back to work and wants overtime. The ones, and I'm saying the ones that didn't work but could, they want to go and get them fucking hours, man. They need some drinking money. They're tired of, you know.
It's gonna be a beautiful thing. Mutual
the man. Yeah, the bank accounts, or you know, the wife, whatever. I can't wait till that happens, because I'm be like, fuck, I'm cutting out at fucking 2. Go right. Fuck yourself. I put my time in. I've been working this whole fucking time. You can go fuck yourself.
Right, exactly.
So, but go ahead.
I'm looking forward to that moment too, man, when they do, if everything does open back up, I'm hoping that it would be like our country's version of the Arab Spring, like a doing away with a system of martial law or something, where everybody just celebrates in the streets. So I think we need that as a country. Like we've had enough corruption, and we've been lied to enough, and we've had some bad administrations over the last God knows how many decades. Wouldn't it be fun to just get out in the streets and we can all be together again, almost like Woodstock all over the fucking country?
Oh, so kind of like what I've been doing for the past, you know, month and a half.
Yeah, but taking it to the streets, man.
We cooked out 2 days ago. We don't give a fuck.
No, we're doing the same thing here. We're hanging out outside our house, like in our backyard and shit. But I'm talking about, like, once everybody comes back together, it's going to be like the biggest block party of all time.
Why? No. People don't like me that much.
Well, even if they don't like you as a neighbor, they might like the next person next door to you.
And right,
next
so fuck them. They're not talking to me, so why should I give a fuck about them?
Oh, come on. Why are you shitting on my peace train moment?
Fucking cunt.
Play it again,
Sam. All right, because I think we're unless you have anything to add to this, you know, it
I
is.
I guess all I have to add is.
All right, yay. I try to live my life. That's right. My life every day. Every day. Come what may.
You need therapy, sir.
I do. That's why I'm here in the insane asylum. This has been NLD's. NLD's Rant Room. That's right, the Rant Room. They let me and SJ in this motherfucker.
Give me that extra cinnamon roll. I know you're not going to eat it. Hand it over here.
Yeah, I know. I ain't giving you my cinnamon roll. You can have an oat pie. Oatmeal pie. Oat pie.
I hate those non-Little Debbie oatmeal pies they give us.
Yeah, at least they're not Star Crunch. We all know Don chokes on them motherfuckers. That's right.
Yeah, Don chokes on a lot of stuff.
He does. The chicken dick, I think.
Donut glaze.
That's what he tells the chickens. Hey, you watch your mouth or I fuck up your face. I try to be real nice. Say it twice. Good advice, even though it's futile. Fucking imbecile. I don't know why. Gonna get you back, you fucking son of a bitch. You are a cunt, cunt, cunt. That's right. The Rant Room. They're going to regret this, SJ. The white coats are going to regret this.
I don't know. I just took a white pill, and I love Jesus all of a sudden.
The white pill.
Woo.
All right. All right. Thank you, SJ. Hey, everyone, go fuck yourself.